Well, the Abuse and Care Royal Commission of Inquiry is our country's biggest and costliest inquiry to date, with nearly $170 million in funding. 5.5 years after its terms of reference were announced, the final report's been given to the Governor-General. Its recommendations delivered to the Internal Affairs Minister, Brooke Van Velden. And the report and recommendations will be made public after the government tables the report. Now, Tu Chapman's a survivor of abuse in state care and is part of the Commission's Survivor Advisory Group of Experts, which was set up in 2019 to represent survivors of abuse in state and faith-based care and to provide strategic advice to the Royal Commission. And Tu is from Kahungunu Ngatiawa, is with us to reflect on where we're at today. Tu, thank you for joining us on the program once again. Kia ora. Tēnā koe. Well, finally, the report has been tabled. It's a big read. There's a lot involved, but for many who were able to present their realities, it could have been or should have been somewhat cathartic. But even so, we've got to work out what to do now. What do you make of, A, the process, and, B, of the direction it might point us in collectively to?
Kapai. Firstly, Dale, I want to acknowledge all the survivors that have contributed to this inquiry since we began in 2018. I think it's important that kawhaka hoki a te mana ki a rātou I te tuatahi, so me mihi ka tika ki a rātou. 6 years, Dale, is a long time, and it might not seem like a long time for survivors, but we've waited, for some of us, an eternity, a lifetime, to get to this point where we finally have something that in some ways validates and acknowledges the experiences of survivors being abused whilst in care. I think it's really important that New Zealand, Aotearoa as a whole, but particularly for Māori, that we embrace this report, we receive it, we absorb it, because it's a lot of pages, there's a few volumes, and the content is jarring, it's impactful. So I guess my only hope is that, you know, the report is received well, firstly by government, and they acknowledge its contents and they enact the recommendations without delay. And then we go out to Tiwi Māori survivors and then New Zealand in general.
I'll be talking with Andrew Little off the back of this conversation too. And so, you know, it's well documented, the mistakes that were made in the past. Obviously, we want to ensure that they aren't made in the future, but what did hit me was the staggering number of people who were involved here, who felt they were abused as younger people in either faith-based or government institutions. I mean, the numbers would make your head spin, and the number of Māori caught up in all of this too is staggering. Would an apology cut it?
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. An apology will contribute towards that acknowledgement, but it's not the only thing that is needed. We need redress. We need government departments to come to the play and actually, you know, look at some of these experiences that have been shared with them and act on them. So I think an apology is part of what survivors are seeking, but I don't think it's the only thing either.
What about the uri of those people caught up in this, whose life trajectory were severely impacted by what occurred to them whilst in care? Many of their tamariki, their mokopuna, have also had to live with a mum or a dad who faced tremendous disadvantage through their lives, and that could be mirrored intergenerationally. So when we say an apology or some sort of redress or opportunity to air the realities of life, I mean, where does that extend to? Those who were locked up or even those who they have, you know, their offspring?
Yeah. Intergenerational impacts have been huge in this inquiry. And I think you raise a really good point there around what that meant for generations of those that were impacted, say, even pre-1950s. And even post-1999, it acknowledges to some extent, we may not have captured everything, but it acknowledges the impacts that have been suffered of those that have gone through transitional care, that have gone through state and faith-based care, that have gone to some extent through our education system under their care and protection mechanism, MSDs, historical claims, because all of that has a huge impact on what the future might look like for people. And some have carried this burden for a lifetime. And there are some that are not here today to share their experiences. And so, you know, we acknowledge and we know that we have to include those people in our thinking and what needs to happen in the future focus of this redress report and also the final report and also the recommendations. So they're top of mind, those cohorts that have suffered and continue to suffer today. And my only hope is that this brings them some sense of comfort and that we all kind of band together, we come together and we keep this report alive, because the last thing we want is for it to end up like Pu Ao Te Atatū.
Well, let's hope not. Look, you've been able to find your feet. Obviously, the scars of the past are still there and will be for life. Is this an example of how others might also be able to come to terms with their realities in the future too?
Yeah, look, I gave up trying to wait for answers and apologies and acknowledgement. And so the next best thing I could do, which was not an easy journey, as most will know, it was not an easy journey to get to a point of contentment, to get to this point of resolve. And it's a different journey for everybody. And so my way of giving back, I guess, my way of being able to support the survivors that don't have the voice that I have, that don't have the kaha and, you know, the support around them, is that my voice being a voice for them might hopefully give them some empowerment to be able to sort through what it is that's needed for them. I'm also going to say this, which might seem a little bit controversial, but 70% of the work is ours as survivors, unfortunately, because we have to bear the impacts. We're the ones that have to carry the weight. We're the ones that are ultimately going to have to carry this final report through to the recommendations. But again, we can't do this on our own.
Tu, thanks very much for sharing some thoughts. All the best going forward. We'll talk again soon.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you.
Tu Chapman joining us.